Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, hi, this is Robin Masevich. I'm one of the regular diners at the Transformation Cafe, and we're just so excited to have you with us tonight. And if you're listening on demand, we thank you for checking out the show. So just to remind everybody that is listening live, we do have our blog open. If you want to go into the messaging, you can go ahead and just go to Blog Talk Radio and go into the Transformation and being able to activate that, and we'll be keeping an eye for questions. And Mr. Jamie is here. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Doing well.
You are well. You're well. How is life in the big Seattle?
Not too hot, actually.
Not too hot? You are very lucky. You're very lucky. In Southern California right now, we've been heating right about 100 degrees every day. So there you go.
Summer is here.
Yeah.
I think Seattle is probably the coldest place in the nation.
Really?
Well, I'm saying it's not as hot as every place else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
is that normal for this time of year?
No, it's not. This is about 15 degrees below normal, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. And we have the wonderful Gloria.
We've had 18 minutes of 80-degree weather.
You had 18 minutes of 80-degree weather? Well, that's cool.
Yeah, okay.
And Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for asking. How's your week?
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I am doing very dandy. Very dandy. Very, really good. So, and we have Mr. Tom on tonight, and Miss Sonia has joined us. Hey, Miss Sonia. Simone. Simone, are you there?
She's trying to get there.
She's trying to get there. Okay, we have Tom on. So tonight.
Yeah.
We are talking about the Transformation Cafe, and you know what? The other day, I was watching an Oprah Winfrey, and she had Bob Green on. I don't know if you guys remember Bob or not. He has been on there, I think, for 20 years, and he was talking about looking 20 years younger. And about a month ago, I had met Simone and her great husband, Tom. They have the Delightful Crave Cafe in Long Beach, California. So believe it or not, we're talking about slimming down, getting rid of those extra inches up in places in your body you just never thought you could get rid of, smoothing wrinkles and things like that, and it all starts at a wonderful, you know, eat until you just can't eat any more crepes. So there you go. So it's kind of a wonderful introduction for me. I was like, hey, okay, I'm going to eat the crepes, and then I won't have to worry about it because I've got these wonderful connections with people who can introduce me to these cutting-edge machines and machinery now that's really helping people to do some reductions in different ways and just feeling good about yourself and looking younger. So why don't you guys go ahead and you know, how did you guys get into this whole thing with working with Zirona?
It's pronounced Zirona.
Zirona. Okay. How did you guys get introduced to Zirona and kind of let our listeners in on right off the bat what that is?
Well, one of our friends is a medical doctor, and he's a very good customer at our restaurant. And he invested in this equipment because it's an alternative to liposuction. And it's non-invasive, and it actually produces very good results in only 2 weeks. It's painless, there's no downtime, and you can be back at work 15 minutes after the procedure is done.
Wow, that sounds like almost like too good to be true, huh?
Right, but, you know, medical advances in technology are constantly amazing us, and it's a simple, low-intensity laser, and you lay on a bed, you flip over, and very much like a tanning bed, and you just take it on the front side on your tummy and then on your back side, and the inches go away in 6 treatments.
Now, how does this low frequency laser know where to focus to have those certain cells and things like that being reduced?
Okay, well, there's training that are provided to the people that administer the treatment, and they're trained by the manufacturer. And you simply, it's, the machine has five heads on it that aim the lasers. And basically what happens is it punctures the cell walls of fat cells, and then the fluid leaks into your body, and it's broken down, picked up by the bloodstream, and you can do two or three different things. They recommend that you drink plenty of water. They also recommend that you walk 20 minutes each day when you have a treatment. And by doing that, you're going to sweat out most of the fat. In addition to that, it'll be processed by your kidneys and your liver, so your body will take over by its natural functions, and it'll metabolize the fat. And basically, in FDA-approved testing of over 500 patients, the average loss between your stomach, your hips, and your thighs is 3.5 inches average in those three areas. So it's just over a little bit over an inch in each area, but who wouldn't want to look a little bit slimmer?
So what does that look like in weight if you actually lost that many inches? Is that like 10 pounds or?
There's not necessarily a correlation between size and weight. Unfortunately, as far as fat cells go, fat cells weigh less than muscle or your bones. So your weight may be minimal, but you could end up seeing somewhere around 10 pounds lost weight.
Somebody's laughing in the background. Okay. It's like, what happened with that? Okay. So have you tried it, Tom?
No, I have not tried it, but
okay.
Our daughter has tried it, and she's
okay.
27 years old. At one point, she was up to 165 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And through I would call it a medium exercise regimen, and this procedure, she is close to what she used to look like in high school when she was a junior in high school. She slimmed down. Mostly, she was down to about 140 through exercise, but she actually looks like she's about 130 pounds now after she started the treatment.
Now, how many treatments has she had?
She's had six.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And were they like they were spaced like 2 or 3 days apart from each other, or
yes.
how long
yes.
was she? Oh, okay.
The recommendation is 2 days apart. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So let's say you do a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Six treatments are performed in less than 2 weeks.
Well, I can just see every bride who wants to just lose those last few 10 pounds, those inches
mm-hmm.
right before her wedding. She's wanting to just, you know, get that extra slimmage happening
before
the wedding.
That's where something like this really has its advantages, because these days, who's got 4 or 5 months to plan? And even
mm-hmm.
if you do, can you really get out to the gym 3 to 4 days a week consistently? And
mm-hmm.
so if you don't meet your goals by doing things with diet and exercise, this is a procedure that can be act as a substitute or to supplement an exercise program. And it's really a fantastic way to look your best, especially when you're facing the clock.
So, and I was asking Simone earlier that, okay, once I've done these things and I've gotten the weight off, you know, will it stay off?
As long as you live in a common sense manner, yes, you will keep the weight off. You can't go back to eating wrong and living wrong, sitting on the couch and doing the types of things that might have gotten you into a bad situation health-wise and expect to have it stay off. And that's pretty much the case in anything that you'd go through, exercise or otherwise.
So does that mean you could just do the 6 sessions, and as long as you're watching your weight and getting a moderate amount of exercise, you would never have to do the machine again? Or there would have to be basically, you know, every like 2 weeks or something like that, you'd have to go in and go ahead and
no,
do some kind of a supplement?
It's definitely not 2 weeks, but as we all get a little bit older, we tend to slow down a little bit. And you could see yourself possibly coming back in a few years, depending again on how you eat and how you take care of yourself, for additional treatments. But there's you can't expect to look the same way you, let's say 10 years from now, the way you did after your last treatment.
Okay. So Simone was also calling it, that's the machine that they're calling an E-Matrix?
Oh, Hi, Robert. This is Simone.
Hi. Hi, Simone.
How are you? The E-matrix is the one that's for the face. It's not for
the
body.
Face. Okay, so why don't we switch over to...
for the contour.
Okay, so we're talking to look 20 years younger here. So what would the E-matrix be doing for smoothing out those wrinkles that we really don't want?
Well, the E-matrix is for skin rejuvenation. Basically, what it is just more basically for tightening and for any scar that you might have from acne and things like that. It's just smooth it out. That's basically what it is, you know. And it's non-invasive, same thing. And it's for people who doesn't want to go under the knife, you know, that scared look. So they just opt to do this. It just tightens the skin. So you still look the same way you do 20 years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just basically for somebody who just kind of like want to let it tighten around their cheek and things like that, and what they have a skin tone to be more even looking skin tone. That's what E-matrix
is. Okay, so it's good for people who would have like age spots and things like that. Would that actually take that away? Would that be a different kind of procedure?
It's more like you're right. Like it's more even out the skin tone. Yes, sunspot and things like that. You know, it's worked really, really good for color skin. That's what the machine, because a lot of machines, they don't work well with colored. You know, like Asian or African-American or Hispanic women, our skin is kind of different than the Caucasian women. So it's designed for all skin type.
Okay. Does it also really address like rosacea, you know, the reddish, you know, how people get the red sections and they're like up around their cheek areas and things like that, that they can have issues with that? Does it also help with that?
Yeah, because what it is to even out your skin tone.
You mean the rosacea, right?
Yeah. You know, Tom can explain a little bit more how that works, because he's more like a scientific behind
okay,
it.
Okay, Scientist Tom. Gloria was calling him Major Tom before the show, but we're Major Science Tom. There we go. Okay.
Is it time for me to wake back up?
Oh, Admiral Tom. Okay, Admiral Tom. He's getting another wing here. Okay, go.
Okay. So the question again was,
what's the more of the scientific with the E-matrix? How does that work?
Okay, these treatments use radio frequency, and they're applied just very close to the skin. And what it does is it's a very small penetration only by radio waves, very very close to the surface of the skin. And it only penetrates about 2 to 4 millimeters. And again, there's no knives involved here or anything like that. And it's only areas that might be subject to wrinkle. And what it does is it uses radio frequency to activate the white blood cells in your body. And they naturally are attracted to the affected area. And it's a process called sublative rejuvenation. And everybody knows that rejuvenating is a good thing. And you actually begin to look younger after the first treatment.
It seems like you would have, like, wouldn't it be great if we could just do an E-matrix for the whole bod, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of
well,
the whole body.
It doesn't matter how many of my wife's friends I've talked about with this, and I say, would you rather look better on your face or better on your body? And the answer is overwhelmingly, I'd rather improve my face. They can cover their body with clothes, but... You know, your face tells a lot about who you are as a person, your expressions, you know, just a lot about you. And who wouldn't want to look more vibrant, more youthful, and more energetic? And this is a way for a non-invasive treatment to look your best and look more youthful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also what happened is you after the treatment, it looks like you have this mild sunburn for a few hours, and then it goes away, and then, you know, that's all it takes. So we're excited about the body contouring and the E-matrix, because just, you know, I've seen a lot of Well, I tried it on myself, the contour, and it worked for me. But I have to work out and drink water and not drinking alcohol. So our daughter did that, and she looked good. She's a believer. She really liked it, and already all her friends are calling, want to get it done. So I'm like, okay, have to get set up.
It's funny, if I could tell a story. She's a young working professional without a whole lot of obligations and debts and things like that right now. So she was able to take off to Las Vegas, and she went down to the river recently on two different vacations. And her friends were so jealous. She came back and she said, oh, my God, Mom, they all wanted to find out what I was doing.
Yeah.
And they couldn't wait to find out and line up, make appointments, and get the treatments themselves.
Yeah.
So
well,
can
there you
I
go.
Ask
there you go.
Sure, go ahead, Gloria.
In comparison or in contrast, obviously there's benefits to the chemical peels that had been done. What is the length of, after you have the treatment for the face, not the one for the body, because we all know that a fat cell is a fat cell, and losing it doesn't mean that it goes away. You're just shrinking the cells that are already in that part of the body. When you're working with the treatment for the face, the chemical peels, they, will have people maybe every 5 years come back. And I know that it's a lot more traumatic. There's a lot longer healing time. There's a lot of different considerations from a medical liability standpoint. As far as longevity, though, what is the length of time for the facial treatment that you guys are doing with that equipment?
Okay, the amount of time that the process takes?
No, the other way, the longevity of the treatment.
How long it lasts?
Last?
How long you can?
The ideal treatment, you should do it 3 times.
A week, a month, a year?
No,
just 3 times.
Okay,
and then
three times, and you're done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After that, how long until the next time?
The best way to answer that would be, imagine if you could turn the clock back roughly 7 years, okay, and take whatever age you are right now and say, if you could look the same as what you looked 7 years ago, then if you could do that, how long would you want to wait before you could go under a treatment again? For some people, it might be 2, 3, 4 years. For other people, it might be 10 years.
Yeah, it depends on how do you take care of your skin, because, for example, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, based upon the physical, I just lost the words, based on the collagen and the elasticity as people age, I would think that there would be a degenerative amount of time, so that the older you get, the shorter the period between the treatments would be, so that you could come up with a repeat schedule so that people could do a maintenance, like when they do for their hair or their nails.
Yes, that's very true. And to answer your question earlier, like for people who smoke or people who go out in the sun, of course it's going to go back a lot quicker. Whereas if you use sunscreen, you don't smoke, you don't stay out in the sun too much, so that will, of course, last a bit longer. And just like anything else before, like for me, I'm 47, and my skin, if you would ask if I would need this thing done, not really, because I took care of my skin. But, for women who go out in the sun, who smoke and things like that, they want to get this looking back like 5 or 10 years, like what they used to look like before. So it's almost like tighten. It's not like Botox. It's different than Botox. It's more just tighten everything up a little bit.
I was going to ask if you had a studio or a clinic that you're operating out of, and if you have a clientele where you have a scheduled program for them to follow, because if you don't, perhaps you could put that in place if the company hasn't provided that.
We do have a studio. Right now we're in the process of renegotiating a lease, and we're actually, let me take that back, we're in the process of negotiating a lease for larger spaces. We expect to be located in Los Alamitos. Right now I can't give you a physical address because we actually have not signed a lease yet, but we will be able to be up and running by the middle of August.
Oh, if you want to look really good for the holidays, there you go.
That's right.
Right,
Robin,
that's good.
Who wouldn't want to look good for the holidays?
People are going to go, where did you go? Because, man, I want to go on that vacation too. Okay.
Well, and it's a perfect ended season compliment. It's if you get your car treated, you know, after any kind of a hard period of time, you want to go and treat your exterior to a nice conditioning so that you feel clean and polished.
Well, you know what I'm thinking too, you know, like how people look, you can tell when somebody's been through some kind of like a traumatic or emotional time in their life, you know, whether it would be a financial strain or, you know, having a marriage that, the ending of a marriage or having a really close loved one die or something like that, how that really can affect you in your face.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just that stress and just dealing with all those things on an emotional level, and then having something like this on a certain level that could erase that for you.
Yeah, that
could be just a really significant thing. That could be such a. It's like, you know, when you've healed the heart and you've healed emotionally on a certain level, you can take a lot of that strain and stuff off your face anymore. That would be such a wonderful gift to give to yourself or somebody else. I don't know. I just thought of that. That would be kind of a neat thing to have as just a gift to somebody, you know.
Yeah,
or just saying, you know, now that you're feeling better, you know, do this for yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and another aspect that I think would be really nice is that the market out there for the, you know, you were talking about a little bit here and a little bit there and contouring and catching up and ages. And there are a lot of women who, as they get older, and even men as they get older, but mainly women where the thyroid goes out of whack. And back into an exercise program and moving into a space where somebody who, you know, maybe was once fit or semi-fit and can't really move because there's just too much weight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The flexibility goes. There's a whole lot of issues that could be marketed to on that too.
Exactly.
One of the other side things that Simone and I had talked about when she originally introduced this idea to me, I started saying, "Well, what about people who get bypass surgery? You know, who get the weight reductions and things like that? Is this something that could be a supplemental thing that could help them on a way of, you know, healing and going through that process and working their way through, you know, getting, you know, reducing those fat cells and things like that to help them on a different level as well?
The question that comes for me is if they had any kind of a heart, a pacemaker or something put in, if you've got radio waves and if that would interfere with the frequency too.
Yeah, that's another thing to consider between other stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, included with either of these procedures is a consultation with a medical doctor, and that would be Dr. Adrian Quesada. And you definitely want to check to make sure that you're not going to be doing anything that would cause a health risk, and that's why we have that consultation before any treatment begins.
And is that included in the treatments, or it would be an additional fee just for the... For the review, it's an additional.
That's included with the treatments. Yes.
Oh, it is
and
included
I
with the treatments. Okay.
Yes, I might want to mention too that we do have a website that anyone can go to, and it's called Beautiful. It's called Beautiful You Med Spa. The words beautiful and then YOU medspa.com. And they can contact us through the website. They can schedule appointments. And we can meet with them individually to help answer any questions that they might have. And they think that this would be a treatment for them.
Mm-hmm. Or a loved one. Maybe if there's any listeners coming in thinking you definitely have somebody in mind for something like that. And, you know, no matter the circumstances, for just helping them to just feel that much better about themselves, their image. And, you know, it's very true, you know, how you feel on the inside and how you feel on the outside. Yeah. If you can have it in a balanced place for yourself, it can be a very healing
and
thing.
And also, Robin, that if they want to do research, they can go to Zerona.com.
Okay, spell that for people so make sure that we know how to spell that.
Okay, that's spelled Zerona.com.
Okay.
Yeah, so
and there's a list of, if they navigate around, there's a list of frequently asked questions. They can find a doctor. It's really quite a good website.
Okay. And then what about with the eMatrix? Is there a site with that as well?
Yeah, that one is under Ceneron.
Okay.
That's
Ceneron.
S-Y-N-E-R-O-N.
Okay. So the SYNERON.com.
.com.
Yes.
Dot com.
And
okay.
The machine that we have is eMatrix. That's the one that we have.
The eMatrix. Okay.
Yes. Because
so you can go to the Delightful Creates Cafe, which is on 1190 North Studebaker, and they're in unit number C. And that's
that would
be so
H.
You go over.
Yeah.
Oh, is it H? Oh, it's H. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So it's H. Well, you go. You definitely go into that little plaza that they have, and you can't miss the Delightful Crepes, I'll tell you. So just go on down there and check that out, and then you won't have to worry about it because you can go back and get your treatment. So you're all good with your inches. So it's all good.
Yeah. Thank you, Robin.
Oh, you're welcome.
Awesome.
We're enjoying the whole thing. We're looking good, and we're eating crepes. So life is good. Okay, there you go.
I like crepes.
Thank
you,
you
like crepes,
so
Jamie?
Much.
Yeah,
you know what? They
good.
They have so many wonderful creative crepes. I think the first time I went there,
like
they had a cordon bleu crepe.
Ooh.
Yeah, these guys don't mess around. They don't, and they
Man.
Have a creme brulee. They have a creme brulee for a dessert crepe. This is, like, really awesome.
We have a new thing. It's Banana Foster.
Banana Fosters.
Ooh.
I have the Banana Fosters. Yes, yes, yes. And I was actually looking online to just to see some of the restaurant reviews for the Delightful Crepes because, like, we are the Transformation Cafe, so we like talking about food. So it's just a part of
like
our stuff that we like to do.
Here. Right.
Yes. We'll have them creating some crepes for us. So there you go. It's all good.
Well, for those who are close enough to dine there on a regular basis, eating right really can contribute to good health. Of course.
Yeah, and they're known for their banana squash soup. So there you go. It's one of their
claims
to fame is having their banana squash.
It's butternut squash, but who's counting?
Oh, butternut. Butternut squash. Yeah. And I've had that as well, and that was very yummy. And all their food is very fresh, and it's made right there, and it's just really, really wonderful. And they usually have at least two or three crepes specials every day that are not on the menu that they get. Just get creative and go in there and have a good time.
Let me just talk about one of those. We've got a Mediterranean crepe right now that is loaded with vegetables. If anyone's a vegetarian out there, it's got eggplant, it's got zucchini, it's got olives, it's got onions in it, it's sun-dried tomatoes and feta cheese topped with a pesto parmesan sauce. And we have people that don't want to leave. They beg us not to take it off the special board. And it's really gone over in a big way.
Sounds good.
Who created that one? Was that you or did Simone create
that
one?
No, we've got some chefs that know a heck of a lot more about cooking than we do. And they actually come up. Yeah. No, we've got chefs that have got 18 years experience in the kitchen. And I'm telling you, when they put together something, this isn't just two or three ingredients slapped on a plate. This is well thought out. The tastes blend well together. It's prepared superbly, and it's just something. It's a meal you won't forget.
Well, there you go. Well, we're down to our last minute. 30 minutes just goes incredibly fast.
Okay.
So just remind everybody again, go ahead, real quick.
Could I just mention our website one more time? It's beautiful you. That's beautiful, Y-O-U, medspa.com. They can contact us and get all their questions answered about the possible treatments that they might consider.
Okay, and if they want to go and be meeting either Tom or Simone in person, they can also catch up with you guys at the Delightful Crepes Cafe at 1190 North Studebaker Road. And a contact number for the crepes is 562-594.
Uh-huh.
9400. There we go. Okay. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you,
I'm looking
Robin.
Forward to just looking a lot
thank
younger
you,
with the holidays, and I will be talking to you guys, and we'll see all of our guests next week at the cafe.
Okay.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well. and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.